Flash floods and mudslides killed untold more, burying whole towns and villages in seconds. But the maelstrom on shore paled in comparison to the fury felt by the Mongol fleet at sea. In addition to the explosive winds and piercing rains came mammoth waves blown high by the storm's wrath. Rolling mountains of water belted the invasion fleet, capsizing many vessels while smashing others to bits. Ships anchored close to shore were swiftly blown into the rocky shoals, where they were battered into small pieces. Taimur and his men clung desperately to the ship as it was tossed like a cork in a washing machine. The Korean ship's captain, Yon, expertly guided the vessel through the teeth of the storm, fighting to keep his bow to the waves. Several times the wooden ship heeled so far over that Taimur thought she would capsize. Yet there was Yon standing tall at the rudder as the ship righted itself, a determined grin on his face as he did battle with the elements. It wasn't until a monster 40-foot wave suddenly appeared out of the gloom that the salty captain turned pale. The huge wall of water bore down on them with a thunderous roar. The cresting waves swept onto the ship like an avalanche, burying the vessel in a froth of sea and foam. For several seconds, the Korean ship disappeared completely under the raging sea. Men below decks felt their stomachs drop from the force of the plunge, and oddly noted the howl of the wind vanish.